President-elect Biden celebrated American democracy in remarks tonight. He spoke after the Electoral College affirmed his election today.
In America, politicians don't take power. People grant power to them.
Biden spoke as President Trump refuses to concede, instead continuing to level baseless charges that the election was rigged. Biden took on those charges forcefully tonight. And to talk more about what he said, we're joined now by NPR political correspondent Scott Detrow. Hey, Scott.
Evening, Elsa.
Hey. So President-elect Biden tried to deliver a unifying message to Americans, but he also did take the time to rebuke President Trump and Republicans who have supported Trump as he's tried to overturn this election. What stood out to you in Biden's speech tonight?
Yeah, he really condemned the president and his allies for continuing to challenge the clear election results. It's almost like he was saying enough already. He walked through a number of the specific challenges that have not proven widespread fraud and have failed in the courts, including one that originated in Texas that late last week was rejected by the U.S. Supreme Court. Here is Biden talking about that case.
A position that refused to respect the will of the people, refused to respect the rule of law, and refused to honor our Constitution. Thankfully, a unanimous Supreme Court immediately and completely rejected this effort.
You know, Biden had nodded previously at all these challenges, kind of laughed them off, insisted they weren't impeding his transition. And he clearly wanted to focus on his upcoming administration and stick to his theme of being a unifying president. And he did begin and end the speech on those familiar themes, talking about the resiliency of democracy and the need to come together. But this was the most forceful Biden has been yet, as the president has tried to take away Biden's win and undermine it.
And today, as we said, electors met in state capitals all over the country to affirm what has been clear for weeks, that Biden won the election. But President Trump continues to say his challenges are not over. Is there any sign he intends to concede at any point?
Not at all. Not at all. And, you know, every time that the president has come up against reality, he and his allies have shifted tactics. They tried to prove fraud in court and lost. They tried to stop certifications of results, and they failed. And now that electors have met and cast their ballots for Biden, we are seeing Republicans in states like Pennsylvania and Georgia cast their own alternate ballots. Some House Republicans are indicating that when Congress counts votes next month, they will try to recognize these so-called electors instead. Democrats control the House. They would vote that down. And if this went to both chambers, enough Senate Republicans have acknowledged Biden's win that any vote over accepting electoral slates would fail there as well.
So, Scott, I mean, typically today is a day that passes without much fanfare. What does it tell you that the Electoral College votes have been such a focus this year?
You know, democracy only works if people accept the results, right? This was not a close election. There were no signs of fraud. And yet, by simply falsely insisting that he won, President Trump has gotten a majority of Republican voters and a notable portion of Republican office holders to deny reality. And we even saw security in Michigan's Capitol was closed off due to security concerns. This has really escalated. And, you know, amid all of this, Biden has, for the most part, stayed doggedly optimistic in talking about unifying the country. And to me, it was notable that he shifted course tonight and really forcefully condemned these efforts.
That is NPR's Scott Detrow. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
The nation's death toll from the coronavirus now stands at 300,000. 300,000.